No, so I was going to, which I should have, but I don't know. I'm an idiot with vehicles. So the last truck I got when I had a company car, and I only leased 10K, so I buried myself real quick in that one. I was 3,000 miles over, had 12 months to go, so I traded it in, or the Moran bought it from me because they're awesome and they always bail me out of situations. And then this one, I was like, okay, well, it's the last year of the 5.3, the last year before the refresh. I'm gonna lease 15K, which is should be enough for me to, squeak over maybe a couple thousand, nothing crazy, and give me the option at the end to buy it or turn it in, because the residual on this one's lower than one I just turned in, even though it costs more because the market's finally semi in my favor. But if I was gonna buy, he quoted me at like 18,000 miles instead of 15. And it was like an extra $100-something a month. I'm like, it's not worth it. I'll just deal with it at the end. At least at the end, I have some negotiation power versus buying them up front where I'm stuck with the payment.